This isn't your grandma's cancer show.
Not your grandma's cancer show.
Hi, I'm Tatum Duroc, and today we are talking about how to be a friend to someone with cancer. So much as we don't get a manual, although it would be so handy, about how to be a patient, about how to deal with the myriad of emotional, psychological, practical things of being a cancer patient, our friends don't get a manual either. So they are often floundering just the same as we are, as what to do, what to say. And so today we are going to be talking to two amazing guests. We've got Eleanor, who had cancer in her mid-30s, and she's going to be sharing a little bit about what her friends did that was really useful, as well as, you know, a couple of things that were maybe less so. And we're also going to be talking to Neil, who had cancer in his 20s. He works for Shine Cancer Support, and he's currently training to be a therapist. So he is going to be sharing a little bit about some of those tricky conversations. Like, what do you say when words are just not enough? And it's often in that panic that we often say, you know, sometimes things that we're just talking, you know, we're just gabbing without really thinking about what we're saying. So this will be really useful in terms of either if you are a friend and you're looking for some ideas, or if you're someone with cancer that, you know, wants to maybe preemptively have some conversations with your friends. If you are feeling lonely, know that you are not alone in that. Pre-COVID, Shine did a survey, and 58% of adults in their 20s, 30s, and 40s with cancer, 58% reported being lonely. So we need our friends at this time. It is an incredibly isolating time. 25% said that they were hesitant to tell their friends about their diagnosis. So, you know, we need our friends, and that's what we're doing here today. So hi, Eleanor. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Hello, yes, hi, nice to be here.
And can you tell me a little bit about your diagnosis?
Yeah, so I'm quite new.